America by Stephen Kuntz. Copyright 2001 by Stephen Kuntz. Read by John Kenneth. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
America. Prologue.
30 minutes and counting.
The loudspeaker blared. Jake Grafton held his hat on his head against the breeze as he tilted his head to look up at the massive 3-stage rocket towering into the blue sky. He squinted against the glare of the sunlight reflecting off the frost that covered the rocket's white skin. The cold fuel had lowered the skin temperature, causing moisture from the warm sea air to condense, then freeze.
"It's 352 feet, 3.5 inches tall,"
Commander Toad Tarkington said expansively. He was full of facts and figures, enormous, meaningless numbers that managed to convey only the impression of stupendous size. "You're sure of that?"
"Give or take a half inch. Shooting that thing is going to be a hell of a way to celebrate the 4th of July."
"It is the Holy Fourth, isn't it?" Tarkington had spent the last month aboard the Goddard launch platform, a converted deep-sea drilling platform, and liked to play tour guide whenever his boss, Rear Admiral Jake Grafton, showed up with the international entourage in tow. Jake had been visiting the platform, which was sitting on the edge of the continental shelf, 50 miles east of Cape Canaveral, for a couple of days every 2 weeks or so. This had been going on for months while the rocket was being assembled and tested. Now it was ready, so the experts said. And there were a great many of them, from NASA, the Air Force, Europe, and Russia. Atop the third stage was the first of the Super Aegis space-based anti-ballistic missile defense system satellites. The satellite contained a nuclear reactor and a laser.